I can tell you, Chairman Powell, the people of my home state do not see anything. They don't see a shard of modesty and caution in this. I mean, they think this is the floodgates opening up. And you have mobilized the American people, and hopefully we can get bipartisan support for Congress making some changes in these policies that really reflect the public interest rather than the private concerns.
Thank you very much, Senator Burns. Senator Wyden?
Thank you. I'll be very brief, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman and colleagues, I believe the Federal Communications Commission's decision rings the dinner bell for the big media conglomerates who are salivating to make a meal out of the nation's many small media outlets. And I think the question now is whether this Congress is going to stand up for the public interest. And I had town meetings around Oregon this last weekend, and this was the dominant topic. People kept coming back again and again, with one person saying, the Federal Communications Commission has stood up for the powerful. Who's going to stand up for us? And now I just hope that the Congress, we have a Dorgan proposal, we have a Hollings proposal, we have a variety of initiatives, that this Congress takes steps to make sure that these big media conglomerates who just want to get bigger aren't going to end up producing policies that make this country's news and entertainment less diverse, less locally oriented, and more mass-produced. We have seen what happened with radio and the kind of fake localism where DJs on one side of the country pretend to be thousands of miles away in the Pacific Northwest. We will have essentially fake diversity and fake localism become the norm if this federal communications decision as written goes into effect. I hope that the Congress won't allow that. I look forward to working with my colleagues, and I hope we will have a bipartisan coalition that protects the public interest on this issue. And I thank you, Mr. Chairman, in the commission to try to find some common ground. And I'd like the two of you